If you were to look at the history of man as a single 100-year span, we've only been living with each other in villages and cities for the past 6 months. For most of that 100-year period, humans lived virtually alone or in small groups, relying on nature to provide them with shelter and food. Today, most of us don't have to hide amongst trees or forage for berries to survive. But Harvard biologist Edward Wilson says we're still instinctively drawn back to nature, and that's where we're happiest. In 1984, he called this concept biophilia.
We had an ancestry that was essentially a free-ranging, albeit very intelligent animal. Why should we be surprised to find that we have at least a residue of the instincts that characterize practically all the rest of organisms as animal species on Earth?
An extension of Wilson's biophilia concept is that we're specifically drawn to those characteristics of the African savanna. There you'll find wide, flat lands peppered with stands of trees and bodies of water. Some scientists believe man began to evolve there. On the savanna, he could easily see points in the distance. He could see predators and prey, and it became a natural environment in which he could survive. The savanna hypothesis claims that those same landscape characteristics intuitively find their way into modern life, in golf courses, shopping malls, hotel lobbies. The assumption is that the designers of those places weren't making a conscious attempt to mimic the savanna. But in Holland, Michigan, there's a place where the connection is more deliberate, and it serves as a real-world laboratory for biophilia research. An office furniture factory in western Michigan might seem as far from the African savanna as you can get. That is, until you step inside and begin to look around. The facility is the Herman Miller Greenhouse. Part office, part factory, the greenhouse features wide, flat spaces. Large bamboo plants create towers of vegetation. Second-story windows and large skylights bathe the building in natural light. Keith Nguyen is a project manager and designer for Herman Miller.
Then there are windows at eye level as well, so you can see the horizon and see tree lines off into the distance. So we're standing here, you can see tree canopies and see out through the view corridors, so the trucks aren't parked right up next to the building blocking those views, but off to the side a little bit to allow you to see outside.
In 1996, the U.S. Department of Energy conducted a study at the greenhouse to examine how employees responded to the building's biophilic design. It found that greenhouse workers had a greater sense of belonging, a higher level of social well-being, and higher job satisfaction. In general, they felt better psychologically and socially. But were they more productive? The study showed no conclusive proof. Environmental psychologist Judith Heerwagen directed the study. She says biophilia design is not about increasing productivity.
There's a lot we need to learn about this, and we may or may not find productivity outcomes, but I think it's important enough to create nice environments for people, and that should be a goal in and of itself.
And there's the issue of physical health. Do buildings constructed around biophilia principles produce healthier employees? Since the 80s, scientists have known about sick buildings. Sick building syndrome describes a series of ailments experienced by people who work or live in certain buildings. But much of the sick building research has focused on technical characteristics of a building. For example, the ways in which chemicals being released by building materials are ventilated. To date, workers in buildings that employ biophilia designs have not proven to be physically healthier. But Harvard's Edward Wilson says medical research has already proven a connection between psychological health and physical health. For instance, he points to studies where surgical rehab patients heal more quickly when they can see out the window.
The rate of recovery and the percentage of recovery is higher when natural environments are available for them to look at. Even pictures of natural environments help.
More specific research on the relationship between natural environments and healthy people may be on the horizon. The most recent issue of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine called for more studies on the topic, as well as greater collaboration between environmental researchers and physicians. If a definite link is found, biophilia design may become much more than just human intuition. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.